why you do it. And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why we do it.
Back now, and we are going to go back to the phones. Art is still with me, so let's take Mark in Philadelphia next in Art's community. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. I wanted to bring something to your attention here, but first I want to ask Art about this deal about now that Trump is given the deal about the immigration of the H-1Bs. And I missed the first half hour of the show, so maybe you guys covered this. What's happening with that? My understanding is the Indians are terrified that they're going to lose their H-1Bs, huh?
They were terrified until I heard in the news today that basically the American immigration lawyers were able to get their visas granted, and another 60,000 are coming in right now. Nobody mentions the fact that there's 60,000 visas that are taking away 60,000 American jobs. But that's okay, right?
No. Yeah, okay. Right. Well, yeah, I'm glad you updated me with that. I wasn't aware of that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, your buffer. Turn. Go ahead. You speak.
Okay. So I want to bring something else up. I'd sent you an email, Art, about this company called Cerberus Capital Management.
Right.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yes, they own the Acme supermarket, Albertsons. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, get this. So how I came upon this is that I pay attention to what's going on with this Second Amendment thing, you know, and firearms. There's this company called Remington. Maybe you guys have heard of Remington.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Remington is the oldest firearms manufacturer in the United States. It's been formed in 1816. Okay. Back in 2007, Cerberus Capital Management took them over. Now, I bring this to your attention because as of recently, there's been reports that their firearms are malfunctioning. They're bringing out new designs that don't work over, and they're simple. They're really simple. The reasons why they malfunction and don't work is real simple. But they keep bringing out this crap and putting it, you know, selling it to their loyal customers, because there's, you know, the gun guys are really, they're really loyal to their brand, you know, because they stand by that brand, right? Like Smith & Wesson and the different makes, Remington being one of them. Well, they're bringing out crap lately, okay? And I'm like, well, what's going on with that? Well, could it have something to do with Cerberus Capital Management? The guys are saying that after Freedom Group took them over, which is owned by Cerberus Capital Management, Freedom Group took over Remington under Cerberus Capital Management. After they took them over, they really went downhill, okay? But they're still selling stuff, and there's still guys out there promoting their crap. But anyway, are you ready for this? Cerberus is owned, or the firm is based in New York City and run by Steve Feinberg. Okay? Here's what Cerberus means. Cerberus is named after the mythological three-headed dog that guarded the gates of Hades.
Wow.
That would be the gates of hell, right?
Yes. Yes.
Cerberus is named after a dog, a three-headed dog that guards the gates of hell.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
ISIS and Khorasan and a number of other groups they come up with, they all have these meanings going back to paganism, pagan gods, you know. They're having a laugh. I mean, they're really laughing it off with the names they've come up with. Yeah, well, any answer to that, Art?
The solution is to bring back the antitrust laws and bust up these hedge funds big time. Put them all out of business. That's the solution. How you fix this?
Yeah, well, it's implementing
it. When you go deeper, when you go deeper into Cerberus and find out how, I mean, they've got fingers in a lot of, their fingers in a lot of pies. They're number 32 on the list of the top 100 subcontractors to the United States government.
Okay.
And they're also in, they're also involved in the, I think they're involved in the mortgage securities fraud stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So anyway, I'll leave it.
MBS.
Leave it to you guys with
yeah,
that.
That's the mortgage-backed securities. And boy, I'm telling you that. We've seen some people go to jail over that, but unfortunately, the big guys continue just to pay fines, and they don't serve jail time like they have been made to in Iceland, particularly. So, yeah, that's par for the course. Thank you for the call, my friend. Nice to hear from you. Now we got Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken. You're up on the program.
Yeah, first of all, I guess there's six guys getting tried in Las Vegas Monday. It's BLM stuff.
The Bureau of Land.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something. Yeah. Monday they're going to start the trial with six guys. That's what I've been hearing.
Finnegan?
Well, I know the Bundys. I've been reading about the Bundys and what they're trying to do now and, you know, to retaliate against what they've been through and particularly what's happened out in that region of the country. And, you know, you see what Obama did before he left office in seizing more land for a national trust in these states. And I think it was Utah, was it, and Oregon or one of the other states out west. And, you know, it's coming to a head because you've got the super rich who want the minerals, they want the rights, they want what's in the soil, and then you have the ranchers, and you have the farmers, and, you know, the people that are just plain owners of the land, the private land. Very little land is private land in these states, as you know. Most of it's owned by the federal government.
And it's time for the President Trump to give it back to the states.
Well, there are some discussions about that right now, that is what he is attempting to do, you know, to privatize and to open up these lands again. But again, you know, what's going on now outweighs all of that because it is a cauldron that we have now in this country today. So I don't know how far.
You guys are talking about cable access, cable bills.
Yep.
I used to take cable, three-way, internet, and TV and cable for about $60 a month. I could handle that. Now it's almost three times that. They want me to pay for the two guys across the street who don't take it.
Well, why subsidize? That's the point. Huh? You don't need it. You don't need to subsidize it.
No, but anyway, I used to have a cable access show in Fort Worth for about 9 years. I showed conspiracy books.
I remember. Yeah. All right. And, well, thanks for your call, Ken. We got to run now because we're running out of time, but thanks for your contribution. Charlie is up next. Hello, Charlie. You're on the program with Art and Rick.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make a couple of comments for that one caller talking about the Freedom Group. Yeah, they pretty much got a lock on, you know, the distribution of arms and ammunition that's manufactured in this country. But they don't have a lock on the 7.62 round for the AK-47. And so, for all you guys that got the AR-15, those bullets can disappear just like the 22 long rifles did. So I suggest if you get an AR-15, you might want to exchange it for a AK-47, because that AK-47 and that round is manufactured all over the world. They cannot control the supply of that. And in my opinion, I think building that wall has something to do with gun control and big pharma. I don't see the Trump wall doing the common people of this country any good other than shutting them down more, keeping you in. I think you should just force your politicians, if you can, to put rules and regulations on who they hire, and that'll stop immigration.
Well, yeah, I know that's a good point. Any comment, Art?
Well, I mean, as far as immigrant change the economy, just make it more expensive, hire immigration labor than Americans. Put them out of business. That's how you do it.
Yeah. I don't really think Trump is going to be doing anything for the common person. I think he's going to dump on the white people as fast as the cat can cover up his own crap.
Well, that's, you know, who pays the tax?
Chinese are coming in here. The Mexicans will still be coming in here. The people from India, this is all placating the Zionists with these seven countries that he banned. You know, I see most of this so-called terror that he's trying to save us from is fake anyways. So we'll just see.
Well, it is
I think
true.
Trump is basically... Yeah.
No, you're
there's
right.
too many fake Zionists terror. Around Trump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think Bannon is a distraction away from Jared Kushner. This Bannon guy, they're trying to make him like he's some type of really powerful person around Trump. I think they're just using him to take the camera lens off of Jared Kushner.
Well, he's taking the heat for them, and, you know, he's one of the front men who really formulated these organizations, these think tanks like Breitbart and others, and what is their relationship to all of the media, the CNN and BuzzFeed and so on and so forth? I mean, quite honestly, these are the rising stars of what used to be called the New Right. You remember that, Charlie, right? The New Right?
Yep.
Well, now you're seeing this whole new movement. It's really the same neocon job that we've been getting for years. And they just come and go. I mean, I remember Terry Dolan and Nick Pack, you know, the National Conservative Political Action Committee. And then he was outed. And we had Bob Baumann, who was the Speaker of the House from Maryland. And we had some of the others who used to just send me every week. I'd get three or four solicitations for money. You know, more money, send money so we can get more conservatives elected to Congress. And we did. And what did they do? What did they do? Nothing. I mean, Israel still steals us blind, still wages a war on us. They, the criminal elite are still doing their thing. And somebody enriched himself. So that's what it comes down. Yep. All comes down to following the money trail. All right,
yeah,
Charles,
please.
Thank you for your call. Okay, buddy, we got to run. Well, Art, any closing comments in the discussion today?
I would say people don't lose hope. The fact that you did get somebody else in office, even though he won't do everything we want, is an indication that the force of the people is starting to come about, and we need to continue applying that force till we basically make the changes needed in this country. And with that, I wish everybody a good night.
Yeah, and keep up the information flow on noplaceforcorruption.com. And I know you're busy. You work during the week. And we just thank you for contributing a little bit on the weekend. Thanks a lot. Art, take care.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. All right. Art's a good guy, and he does a lot of work. And I just think that, you know, I've been in this for a long time, okay? I've been doing this for many, many years, not so much just talk, but I've been studying and watching and reading. And, you know, what I see is right out of the Bible, again, there's nothing new under the sun. The same old thing, the same old lies, the same old people, only different names to protect the guilty. And what we have today is exactly that mantra. You know, nothing does change. It's just the operations, the names, as I say, have been changed. But the same people, the same groups, the same individuals from generation to generation will continue to pass the torch. So if it isn't old man Rothschild in the 17th century, then it's the younger Rothschilds and their subsidiaries and their kinsmen. Their organizational, if you will, lateral lineage of people who run these corporations, who run these businesses. Now we have the Supreme Court nominee, and everybody misses that boat as well, you know, with this Justice Gorsuch. And Neil Gorsuch is one of the, quote, mainstream, quote, conservative justices. I believe he's from the 6th District Court out in Colorado. And, again, people are pinning their hopes on an anti-abortion justice, on an earth-shattering, ground-breaking justice of the Supreme Court that will reverse all of this. And, my friends, it isn't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. If, in fact, there is little or no opposition to his confirmation in the Senate, you can be assured that that is not going to happen. In the days of Haynesville and Haynesworth and Carswell, I think. They were two Southern so-called segregationists that Nixon, I believe, attempted to appoint. They were shot down right from the get-go when Nixon came into power. He had a couple of vacancies there to fill on the court. But that's not where the action is. The action really is in the Congress, which is the sapless branch of government. Yeah, there's, it doesn't matter who you put into Congress if they're not constitutionalists, if they don't believe in the law of the land. I mean, as flawed and as unfortunately irrelevant as it has become today, that's the basic outline of what we have to deal with. And we're hearing more and more about secession from the Union, from California to Texas. We heard about the Free State movement years ago in Vermont, I believe it was, in New Hampshire, and that fizzled. That was something that also was talked about. It was springboarded, but it never really amounted to hardly a thing. And so, you know, again, these are movements. They're great. And, you know, we've joined a few and we've promoted them, not thinking that they would make a big difference or that they would be able to in some way make an earth-shattering, momentous decision. No, I mean, there are little things along the way. And I agree with Art. You know, we don't lose hope. But, you know, my hope is not in this world. It's not with the people, it's not with the country or the government anymore. It's, you know, a hope that passes eternal. It's one that transcends all of these boundaries, these earthly kingdoms, so to speak. And I think that's where we must focus. That's where I focus, and that's what I believe, because folks, you know, we are now spiraling out of control. Technology is also spiraling out of control. Not just the drones and the flying cars, the robotic movement and replacing people with robots. All of this is just, you know, it's pretty, pretty dangerous stuff. It is what essentially happened before in the age on this earth that was before this earth age. Dinosaurs roamed the earth, but things were being orchestrated then by Satan, who rebelled against God. And that's what he's doing now. He's trying to come back to seduce women, the daughters of Adam, to once again give birth to his children as it was in the days of Noah. So we're going to see a lot of strange things happen, but these are going to be supernatural things, things that are going to be so deeply deceptive that, as it says in the scriptures, that if those days had not been shortened, there would no flesh be saved alive, even the very elect of God, who have the seal in the mind, would be deceived. My friend, that's how deceiving this world is, and how no matter when you turn on the boot tube, the idiot box, or the computer, you're going to be barraged by a slew, a bevy of mind-numbing propaganda. I know everybody's focusing in, not everybody, but the regular mainstream talk show hosts and talk audience are going to be focused in on the Super Bowl. And that, of course, is the big thing. And you can gather hundreds of millions of people and you can make them sit down with very little difficulty, guzzle a few hundred gallons of beer, popcorn, pretzels, pizza, and so forth, and have their eyes glued to the set, then you know why that companies will be paying $5 million for a 30-second spot. It is the arena. It is the arena that these international criminal elite, these synagogue of Satanists, have prepared for them so they can be entertained and they can be recreated and they can enjoy themselves. And guess what? At the end of that trough, the pigs go down the chute. The pigs go down the chute to what? The slaughterhouse. That's their destination. Their final destination is, you got it, the old gizzard cutter. And folks, that's what they have in store. These people are killers. They're mass murderers. That's all they know how to do. And that's why Jesus didn't help. All right, we'll come back. I have some interesting audio. You stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored, join in on the program. We will return.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, we're back now, folks, and we have another break coming up in about 10 minutes. I would like to play the audio from the 1960s, and this is a Dan Smoot program who really was way ahead of his time, as you know. But he was talking about what happened to the U.S. military following World War II, 1947 and 48 under Truman and Eisenhower. And this is very relevant to what we're speaking about today. The defense establishment, not the War Department, answering to civilian control, but essentially a core group that runs the government as a civilian, if you will, entity, private entity. So listen carefully, and you'll hear some very interesting points that were made in this program to understand what Mad Dog Mattis is about today at the Department of Defense, as well as the others. Okay, let's see if we can play this audio.
Reorganizing for stalemate. Since 1948, there has been a drive to unify American military forces under a single head, along the lines of the old German Unified Command, despite the fact that this cumbersome totalitarian system was a primary reason for Germany's defeat. Unification also ignores lessons of history and the experience of American fighting men. Inter-service competition has been partly responsible for the high morale of Americans in battle, and diversified command has permitted flexibility and individual initiative during times of crisis. The step-by-step creation of a monolithic, single-head command structure for our armed forces is pushing us toward military dictatorship, not by experienced military men, but by civilian theorists who are converting the armed forces into a political-economic pressure complex to support administration policies. That is a summary of my report on reorganizing for stalemate. The full report after a message from my sponsor. During the heaviest fighting of World War II, General George C. Marshall, Army Chief of Staff, found time to propose a general reorganization of the U.S. military establishment. Marshall wanted centralization of power, which would put all services under one Chief of Staff, responsible to one Secretary of Defense. Arguments for such a monolithic structure in our armed forces have some theoretical plausibility. Elimination of inter-service rivalry, better coordination of all forces, elimination of duplication and waste. But the theory ignores lessons of history and the combat experience of American fighting men. Inter-service competition has been, in large part, responsible for the superior morale and esprit de corps which distinguish Americans in combat, which can be, and in many critical times have been, more important than weapons, supplies, or organization. Temporary arrangements for unified battle action by separate and rival branches of American military forces have produced brilliant success, often because the arrangements necessarily left a great deal of leeway for individual initiative on the part of lower echelon commanders. A massive military operation which spreads across thousands of miles and involves millions of men with all types of equipment under a multitude of unpredictable conditions can be choked to death through unification and tight control by one desk man at the top. As to waste and duplication, these are perennial evils of bureaucracy, military and civilian. There seems to be a law of proportion which should counsel us to keep the military and the civilian bureaucracy divided and fragmented into the smallest rival units possible. Waste, duplication, and inefficiency of a governmental unit, agency, or department, military or civilian, seem to multiply in geometric proportions as the size of the unit increases, which means that a governmental unit large enough to have a $2 billion budget is generally about four times as wasteful and inefficient as one large enough to have a $1 billion budget. The George Marshall clique in the Pentagon, which included Eisenhower, pushed hard for the unification plan of having a single chief of staff and a single secretary of defense. But the thin plausibility of their arguments didn't carry enough weight. In 1946, Army historians asked three former chiefs of staff of the German Army to tell what happened on their side during the war and to give their views on the proposed reorganization of our armed forces. The three were Generals Franz Halder, Kurt Zeitzler, and Heinz Guderian. Of the three, Guderian was belligerent and uncooperative. Halder and Zeitzler avoided making recommendations, but did prepare a historical study reflecting opposition to the kind of centralized power being proposed for the American military.
And we'll come right back with more of the Dan Smoot Report. Very timely, folks. We'll come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back now to this reorganization for stalemate in the defense industry. Let's get back.
Halder and Zeitzler, like a great majority of German generals, felt that the single chief of staff arrangement, with tight concentration of power in one man, was a primary reason for Germany's defeat. It produced rigidity in times of crisis, prohibiting commanders from altering plans to meet unforeseen developments, holding German forces to a preconceived plan of action, which battlefield developments rendered ineffective, even suicidal. These German generals seemed in sympathy with Grand Admiral Karl Dönitz, Hitler's successor as Führer, who rejects the fascist-communist ideal of concentrated political power and advocates a governmental system based on old American constitutional principles. The George Marshall clique of political managers who dominated Pentagon planning in the post-war period disliked the ideas of such Germans as Halder, Zeitzler, and Dönitz. They turned to the bellicose Guderian for a recommendation. Guderian is one of very few German generals who advocates the totalitarian state. In 1947, President Truman took an initial major step toward military centralization when, authorized by Congress, he eliminated the old departments of War and Navy and created the single Department of Defense. And in 1948, Guderian submitted his plan for reorganizing the American Armed Forces. The Guderian plan would create an all-powerful military dictatorship with the president as its totalitarian head or its tool. Guderian would not only establish the old German unified command system, but would also put the military high command in tight control of civilian aviation, civilian transportation, and civilian communications, which means radio, television, press, telegraph, and telephone services. The Guderian plan has become a blueprint for all U.S. military reorganization plans made or attempted since 1948. The total plan, not yet in effect, is being achieved a step at a time. Congress has permitted these dangerous developments by abdicating its own constitutional powers and responsibilities. The Constitution gives to Congress exclusively the responsibility of raising and maintaining armed forces for the United States. Congress, shirking its sworn duty, has passed this constitutional responsibility to the president, who delegates it to egghead intellectuals and who think college degrees are a proper substitute for brains and wisdom, who have no experience in combat and know nothing about the realities of fighting a war. In 1953, President Eisenhower appointed Nelson Rockefeller, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as head of a commission to make a study and proposal for military reorganization. The Rockefeller Report, recommending more centralization of power, became the basis of an Eisenhower reorganization plan which concentrated more power than theretofore in the Secretary of Defense and in the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It seemed a timid step. More propaganda work on the Congress and on the public was needed before bolder measures could be taken without arousing the nation. The Council on Foreign Relations undertook the propaganda job subtly and unobtrusively, of course. J. Robert Oppenheimer, notorious former associate of communist espionage agents and member of the Council on Foreign Relations, wrote an article for the July 1953 issue of Foreign Affairs, advocating de-emphasis and eventual elimination of nuclear weapons from American armed forces, arguing for conventional forces and armaments which might produce stalemate with, rather than victory over, enemy forces. In 1954, the CFR organized discussion groups to study foreign policy and defense in the nuclear age. All of the emphasis was on preventing American preparation for a nuclear war. Good sense and logic seemed, however, to have more influence on public thought than CFR efforts had. It was obvious that America could not match the communist slave empire in manpower for the kind of conventional forces that Oppenheimer and others urged us to depend on. We could, however, with our superior technology and industrial capacity, outstrip the Soviets in production of nuclear and other new types of weapons. It was obvious that the next war would be fought with the new weapons, that it would be short and violent, and that it would probably be over before massive land armies and other conventional forces and weapons were ever brought into action. International political events also made it obvious that American dependence on foreign bases left us at the mercy of foreign nations, who, even in time of peace when they were on the American dole, often seemed friendlier to the Soviets than to us. Dependence on such nations, or use of bases on their soil, in times of war when they would be under blackmail threats for the Soviet Union, could be disastrous. A growing public comprehension of such obvious conditions led to a revival of the traditional and sound Fortress America concept of national defense. The concept that we must defend our homeland because we have neither the responsibility nor the capability of defending and policing the world. Leading military men with combat experience like Admiral Arthur Radford publicly supported the idea of de-emphasizing foreign bases and foreign military entanglements, arguing for a reduction of spending on conventional forces, so that our resources could be devoted to production of such super weapons as missiles and intercontinental supersonic bombers, which would deter enemy aggression by threatening enemy destruction in the event of war. The Council on Foreign Relations intensified its propaganda efforts. In 1957 and 1958, a rash of pretentious books, studies, and reports prepared by CFR members or under CFR auspices hammered the theme that control of our military establishments should be tightly concentrated at the top, and that the emphasis in our weapons development, strategy, troop indoctrination, and general policy should be on stalemate and compromise rather than victory. The propaganda barrage had enough effect on Congress and the public that Eisenhower in 1958 managed to take one more step toward implementing the Guderian plan, further concentrating power in the Secretary of Defense and in the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, shifting responsibility for military planning away from officers with combat experience, putting it in the hands of desk officers and civilians. With the groundwork prepared, President Kennedy and his Secretary of Defense, McNamara, have taken giant strides toward converting the American armed forces into a mammoth political-economic pressure complex controlled by inexperienced civilian intellectuals and theorists to support the administration's political objectives. More on this next week. Goodbye. God bless you.
Right.
For the full documented text.
All right, we're back, and that was in the 1960s era. Now, if you go back to 1947, you know, and we see the mention of the War and Navy departments that we've discussed many times on these programs with Thomas K. Kimmel, you know, Admiral Kimmel's grandson, you can understand this whole reason for defeat of America and how the whole paradigm of the defense establishment became just that, defensive warfare, not warfare based upon fortress America to defend America rather than wage offensive wars that would get America into a quagmire from which there was no return. Well, that's precisely what happened. World War II was the last war in which there was a strategy to win. It was not right. It was wrong. We should never have been involved in one or two. But the reality was that we had a department, War Department. It was based upon the whole idea of leaving it to the generals, to those with field experience and not a civilian control by a dictator, whether it be the Joint Chiefs of Staff, appointed by the presidents and confirmed in some cases by the Senate, but actually taken over by the CFR, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and so on and so forth. Why? Well, the purpose was clear: to denude America over the post-war years into getting involved in brushfire wars all across the world, minding other people's business, stirring up hostilities, and the like, so that America would be depleted militarily, depleted financially, costing us hundreds of billions of dollars over the decades, and the chief culprits were the Trumans and the Eisenhowers and their buddies in the Soviet gulag, you know, their friends that they made during World War II. So it's very obvious here that when Korea happened, it was not for no reason that Korea was a sellout, and it was divided. The peninsula was divided in two, half free and half slave. There could be no victory. You see, there could be no victory over communism. It was a stalemate. It was a stalemate, as Smoot reports quite eloquently. And that's exactly what it was intended to be. A no-win situation which led to another no-win war in Vietnam at the cost of some 55,000 Americans. For what? For communism, for Zionism, for gangsterism, for the one-world beast system, destroying America's ability to truly defend itself as a fortress America concept, and America first, which Trump says he would like to do now, and in reality subjecting America to this subjugation to a greater good, that is the good of a one world system based on peace and love and brotherhood and all of that malarkey. Can't you see it? Can't you see the invisible hand here? Isn't it so obvious? We can see it. We can talk about it on these programs. but others cannot see it because they're vested in the system. They depend on following the money trail, or they just are too darn ignorant and, shall we say, illogical to follow the whole history of this progressive enslavement that we have been subject to. And that's what it is. That's why we went from the War Department in 1947 to the Defense Department. And who was the Secretary of Defense? James Forrestal, the first. And what happened to James Forrestal? Well, he didn't like these ideas. He wasn't very happy with the State of Israel being created in the Middle East. He wasn't very happy with the way things were going. And he started to make a lot of noise about it. So he went to Bethesda Naval Hospital. He was in the psychiatric ward, supposedly, at some point. And then wound up leaping to his death from the 14th story. That's what happened to James Forrestal. A very suspicious death, a very, shall we say, very completely unaccountable death. And that's what happens when you buck the establishment, when you start playing games. Isn't that what Schumer said, Chuckie Schumer said, when he was discussing Trump's supposed war with Intel? He said, you don't buck them. You don't play around with them because they have ways of getting back at you. Oh, they have many more ways than even Schumer could speak about, because that's where the action is. CIA, MI6, notice the 6, MI5, Mossad, French intelligence, all of them today virtually across the globe to some degree are locked and loaded together. They walk almost in lockstep, and they can perpetrate whatever it is they wish to perpetrate on an unsuspecting, dubious, and brainwashed American public, as well as the world. They're all in the same boat. Now, what's the point of it all? Well, the point of it goes back to Scripture. This is what I've been saying. So you have to go back to Genesis, and you have to go back to the whole Scripture to understand it's all about creating a one-world political, economic, beast system, superseded by the religious community, and that means Satan himself. You have to believe and understand these things to see the continuum here. Why is it that the same people that were advocating world peace in World War I were advocating world war? Smoot raised that question long ago. Isn't it interesting? These were the people telling us we needed a one-world peace platform like the United Nations, the League of Nations after World War I, and couldn't get it through, just like they couldn't get the Holocaust theory promulgated fully. 6 million in World War I. Governor Glynn of New York tried that one and didn't fly. So they needed another war. So what's the gig here? Why would you advocate worldwide war, nation against nation, if your goal was worldwide peace, to prevent war? That's the whole point. You have that Hegelian dialectic once again, the dialectic of smashing the eggs to make what? The omelet. Smash the eggs, and you've got an omelet, folks. All you have to do is scramble things up, and now you've created a whole new scenario. This is why I tell you that no matter what Trump says or does, knowingly or unknowingly, he fits into the matrix perfectly. Right now, we have a nation more divided than ever before under Obama because the media have magnified it. They have staged events. They have given us the campus revolutions and so on and so forth, leading to the next revolution, to more violence. This is a foreshadowing of what will happen when the Keenites decide they're going to pull the plug on the economy. Neighbor against neighbor, street rioting, pilfering, sniping, assassinations, all of these scenarios, folks, are just all too real. And that is why Pentagon long ago prepared for such an eventuality. That's why they want the guns. That's why, as our previous caller said, they would like to be able to control the weapons that you can most defend yourself with against a huge target and military armaments. You need to be able to do that in that scenario. Only a free society can maintain its freedom through widespread private ownership of firearms. That is the first thing that must go, according to these synagogue of Satanists. Private ownership of firearms must go. Isn't it interesting? The same people at the Pentagon now, under this command, this central command idea, would like to implement control of our communities, including disarmament, as they have done in these fake attacks like the Boston Marathon bombing drill, in order to prepare the people to give up. Come out. Surrender. Come out of your house with your hands up. We're the military. We're the safekeepers. We're going to protect you. From whom? From us, you know? Isn't it so obvious? As Art said earlier, it's happened before. And it's still happening. It happened in Cuba. It happened in Russia. It happened in Eastern Europe. It happened all throughout these slave empires, communist China. So, is it going to happen? Thank you. Go back. Look at them.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
We're back again, folks. I've got so much to say. I feel like that fly in a nudist camp. I know what I need to do, but I don't know where to begin. Anyway, one of our listeners had sent us a comment about the Super Bowl and all of the elements of demonism and Satanism and weirdos and so forth, from the Bushes, you know, to Lady Gaga at halftime and all of this, and suggesting maybe we could see a very strange scenario, the perfect storm. That's what I call these Trump moves right now, providing the fertile ground for a perfect storm. Well, you know, it made me think. It reminded me of a movie that I had myself a number of years ago for a short time. It was made in 1976. Maybe some of you would remember it. It was called Two-Minute Warning. Two-Minute Warning. And it starred Charlton Heston and John Cassavetes, Martin Balsam, the whole crew. It was quite an interesting movie, again, put out by Universal Studios, but it's the story of a psychotic sniper who planned a massive killing spree with a high-powered rifle in a Los Angeles football stadium during a major championship game. And the police were led by Captain Peter Holly Charlton Heston and SWAT teams who supposedly managed to end the killing spree. That was one of several movies in the 70s that sort of echoed that theme or explored that theme. You know, these events certainly can provide for opportunities for the Mossad, for the CIA to pull some unforeseen event, because as you know, they are the safekeepers. And when you have them in control of safekeeping, you can also have unsafe situations, can't you? Well, it doesn't really amount to that much theoretically, because in the end what they really would like is not an enclosed scenario, but a neighborhood by neighborhood scenario where a neighborhood is blown up and it radiates across the United States, as we saw in the Chicago riots in 1968 and then the subsequent riots of 1969, as some of you will remember, I'm sure. 1969 was a time of SDS, the Weathermen, the underground movements, and we had the FBI financing opposition as well as controlling some of the elements. You know, go back to the book None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen, and it really is a pretty good book, okay? It has some flaws and faults, of course. I understand that. But the theme of the book was, in fact, you know, either you see it or you don't. You know, abracadabra. Well, it's there. Pressure from above, pressure from below, and you have a vice squeezing out all opposition, all resistance, until finally you've destroyed America. You've destroyed Middle America and what's left of it. This is the goal of these sociopaths like John Cain, John McCain, Cain, you know, get it, Lindsey Graham, and a host of others on both sides of the aisle. But at last they shall not succeed in the end, my friends, because God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer. Hey, don't forget to listen to Andy Hitchcock, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.com, and the programs he's done with a whole host of people, including some of our guests. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.com, Rick Adams' YouTube channel, The Deadly Experiment, Rick458 at Cox.net. Hopefully, God willing, we'll see you all again next week. Yahweh bless his elect.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find
find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.